You may have to tell them a story of prejudice in parable form, which they may step aside as third persons and cluck and say, how awful we treat our minority groups. But at least they know that it's an evil, an evil, an evil, an evil, an evil, an evil, an evil.
The U.S. government wants him.
The government will want your invention along with all your schematics and programs. Sign nothing until you hear from me.
The Chinese government wants him.
So, we have a triple agent working as a double agent in the pay of the American government. Am I correct?
A major technology conglomerate wants him.
You'll always have a job at A1 Apple Holograms Worldwide. We value your intellect and computer holographic skills.
And somebody wants him dead.
This is Opal Stone reporting outside of the Welfare Dental Clinic on Madison Street in Southeast D.C. At approximately 11:31 a.m., a mother and son were the fatal victims when an out-of-control speeding car slammed into the victim's parked car just as they were...
And all before third period. Meet Hyder Keyes, a 12-year-old boy genius, the armchair inventor of a radical teleportation device, a kid who just wants a chance to prove himself. To his mom, to his teachers, to the world, and to himself.
You're the best, Miss Carter. Our conversations allowed for me to assign numerical coefficients to every letter of every word you spoke to me, which allowed for the creation of a binary program using your voice recognition to locate and tap into Secretary Poole's private communications console at DOE.
But a racially motivated, deeply entrenched junior high school administration is determined to hold him back. Because his kind should never be allowed to get ahead. After all, what would become of the world if his kind got ahead?
The homeland prefers to protect our nation's majority. Such educational expenditures are reserved mainly for the nucleus of society.
A new science fiction audio drama written by Maryland Penitentiary lifer writer Larry Brandt and produced by Speaks Volumes Productions. The fate of Hyder Keyes is a far-reaching story that throws a wrench in the well-oiled machinery of embedded racism, while asking if the ultimate victim of the privileged class might be creativity itself, regardless of who's calling the shots, regardless of their color.
Sir, this boy has genius brain power. He should be surrounded by people who can tap into his unlimited potential.
Coming to RSS.com and Spotify in August 2022, The Fate of Hyder Keyes. Fade to black, fade to white, but don't color him out.
Details at bit.ly/HyderKeyes.